tough battle against local neighbours, but in the end you prevailed. Good second half performance, I'd say, was it?
Yeah, look, it was always going to be tough. There's great local rivalry. Askmore had played really well the last day, put up big scores in all their matches except their first game, and we knew that it was going to be a huge task, but we didn't play particularly well. Now, you know, yeah, it took us an awful long time to get going. Like, Askmore were really the better team in the first half, and it was only in the last kind of few minutes that we pulled away. Like, we kept our composure well, I thought, yeah, and we played the ball around. Our shot selection early on was terrible, but in the last quarter it was much better. We kept it alive a lot of the time until the better man was in the position, and thankfully we barely got through.
Yeah. And that showed up in the Wise tally. I think you had 9 the first half, but as you said, and I think you had 9 different scores, but you got scores from throughout the field today, Rory.
Yeah, I thought when we moved Aidan back, centre back, our half back line kind of started to dominate. Martin did a very good job on Shane. Remember, Shane scored 11 points the last day, so Martin did a very good marking job on him. And we think we got our matchups fairly right, like, you know. And look, in the end, it was all about working hard, and whoever, you know, we wanted it and they wanted it. I remember this time last year, we were coming off here having lost in extra time by a point, you know. So as I said, semi-finals are there to be won. We didn't play particularly well early on, but we kept our composure well, I thought.
Yeah, and in that second half at the crucial stages, I thought Sean Kennedy's wing back, Owen Kelly and Billy Kelly all got into the game and played a prominent role in winning the day.
Absolutely. Sean got a few tremendous long range points, and Aidan scored one or two long range threes as well, which is very important. But like, when you concede the puckouts, which we did to their full back line, and sometimes even further out, let me add, when we weren't picking men up, and if we fouled then, the goalkeeper was able to lob it into the square over the bar. You know, we were putting ourselves under terrible pressure. We were getting 4 ahead, and then we were conceding an easy score, and just time ran out, really, basically, you know. And we finished strongly.
Just one general question, Rory, because I know you're involved in teams in a long time, Wexford, and of course we'd all remember 25 years ago. Yeah. We're celebrating tomorrow, but what's your view on this system of playing all the hurling off one go? Because what I can see, the touch and all seems to be getting better. What's your view on it?
I agree with you entirely. Because we're concentrating on hurling, we're doing all hurling, basically, and every club is. And I see a few fellas that wouldn't be considered, you know, natural hurlers have improved dramatically in this, we say, 6, 7, 8 week period. So I think it's a really good idea. And once next week is over, then we can concentrate on football.
Well, who do you want to find? Askmore, the Jimmies? Or sorry, Gator, the Jimmies?
Well, sure, look, we have to take however we get.
Thanks, Rory. Thanks very much, Rory. Thank you.